pipe building was built in back of the White House for his medicinal, piped-in, pure, warmed seawater into his gigantic, suicide-proof, 2-feet-deep swimming pool, where he waded naked with his nurses and had sodomy affairs. Ones very near to him have written popular books about his sodomy, I-vey love affairs. Already in his third term, he was a helpless and useless stretcher case, incapable of even appearing at his fourth term convention. This one-world communist who married his immediate cousin, Eleanor Roosevelt, like his runted, sickly, pock-faced grandfather, propagandized as a hunter and a sportsman, Teddy Roosevelt, here from Oyster Bay, Long Island, the Rosenfeld family, another computer god top-secret camouflage for gifted Ethiopians. As a big-time kid gangster politician, computer god even raised his age for historical purposes, Teddy Roosevelt was paid off with the vice president do absolutely nothing. Are a few examples. So the kiddish gangster Teddy Roosevelt lured Midwestern dolt McKinley into New York for extermination, like the lowly guttermouth Big L.B. Johnson lured playboy sodomist in with the mafia Jack Kennedy into his hometown, Dallas. Wide open, people say it was the three brothers, Sam, Milton, and Lyman Jacobson, who with the judges feloniously swindled the governor of Texas out of the U.S. Senator election shortly before Lyman was fixed as the compromise choice for Jack Kennedy's vice presidential nominee. Who ever saw a Lyndon married to a tiny runt, Birdie? Under computer god orders, even Birdie now has changed her name for historical purposes to Lady Bird New, and even her Ethiopian surname is now changed to Taylor. It was this scummy, bum, lowly gangster Lyman as Presidente who had the gigantic Tsarina swimming pool deepened several feet to a regular swimming pool and regularly had naked sodomy swimming parties with women personnel. Gangster Monkey See, Gangster Monkey Do. Now even the Pope John in the Vatican has a similar swimming pool to share with the endless numbers of nuns to help him forget his good old days as a married man naked in bed with high holy communion sodomy. Did not that world-renowned untouchable felon gangster Tricky Dick Nixon, his daughter Tricia is married to Davy Eisenshanker Jr. Nixon was the sure loser to the fag queer kid Bobby Kennedy until he was lured into very distant Tricky's hometown, Los Angeles. Did not gangster Tricky Dick Nixon do more than feloniously watch eyesight television of Bobby Kennedy's extermination? Abe Lincoln's computer god, alias for Abe Lincoln's law partner, was Stanton. Abe in the gangster courts feloniously conspired fabricated patent infringements to swindle thousands of dollars from C. McCormick Reaper Machinery Company. As president, Abe made Stanton a cabinet member. In order to automatically become president, Stanton concocted a grandiose murder scheme to murder not only Lincoln, but also the vice president and secretary of state. Secretly, Vice President Johnson overseered it. Lincoln was murdered, and Secretary of State Seward was very seriously injured. Automatic President Harry Schimmelman Truman, in terror, gave political concessions to Congress to enact abolishment of the automatic succession to the presidency by cabinet members. For cheap, conspired, felonious pardon fix, gangster Nixon gave presidency to dolt felon Gerry Ford, another computer god alias, the wide-open, lifelong felon bribe extortionist, forgerer, and check launderer Gerry Ford. David Eisenshimer, or Eisenshanker, another runted, negroidically befreckled, semi-illiterate, cowardly yokel kid, also Jimmy Carter, who shared the sodomy drug beds of the military academy with niggers, under secret computer god orders upon graduation, CIA changed even his family gravestones. Camp David in Maryland was named after him, for him, and by him, including the division of SS, Secret Service troops, who even tended his playboy giant golf course. Here David Eisenshanker hid in cowardly terror and watched World War II on Eyesight TV. His historical name, Dwight Eisenhower. As president for months, He was dying in a coma, useless and helpless. Ivy. Sneak, shameless, hangman rope gangster, government leaders into Frankenstein, living death, eternal slavery. I now go to death for your lowest deadly felony crimes against me. Frankenstein earphone radio parroting puppet gangster slave, do not dare to repeat any part of this truthful message. For like Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire, you too are expendable. And you too can be beaten bloodily, but by the gangster police, and dragged in chains into a windowless telephone booth type prison cell, and put into maximum security insanity prison for undetectable extermination. And by the lowest gangsterism, namely the law, character assassinated for life as an insane criminal menace to this worse gangster communism. Now that your besweated, terrified, trembling delirium has subsided, have your computer subdivision play out my letter, and you reread my letter for your only hope for a future. Francis E. Deck Esquire, 29 Maple Street, Hempstead, New York. Worldwide communist gangster computer god, scum on top, staged like Hollywood, with plastic pale stand-in actors, with communist gangster computer god speed recording, instantaneous, simultaneous, edited, simulated voices implanted for all TV and news media microphones in any known language. Unbelievable con artist gangsterism solely for the overall plan. Worldwide eternal Frankenstein living death slavery. Yokel felon King Jimmy Carter, slime from the academies, which Mr. Deck intelligently refused unsolicited acceptance to the most elite academy from here in Niggertown, and even insidious con artist, gangster divorcee Pope John, they both speak Spanish and even Portuguese. Solely Mr. Deck exposes false god Sodomy and Gomorrah of you worldwide computer god parroting puppet gangster slaves. Make copies for yourself, you hangman rope gangster scum on top. Laugh your mad giggle now.
Hello, hello. guns will someday have to cease. You blind yourselves with comfort lies, like lightning never strikes you twice. And we laugh at your amaze, surprise, as the arc begins to sink. This temple that is built so well to separate us from ourselves is a power grown beyond control.
I love the world.
rise like lightning never strikes you twice. And we laugh at your amaze, surprise as the arc begins to sink. This temple that is built so well to separate us from ourselves is a power grown beyond control.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros. Hey. Well, it took a little time here to get things switched over and jiggle the cables and all of that, but here we are. I am happy to introduce myself. I am happy to be here. I am Hag Riot, and you are listening in to Radio Valencia, and God damn, it's a beautiful day out. There is the farmer's market rolling on 22nd Street, and I'm looking out at flowers and lovely people, and the sun is shining, and all the good people are around doing all the good stuff, because San Francisco is fucking awesome, and as is Radio Valencia. So this is my first time here tuning in, and it's going to be a little bit of a rough run just to get all the wheels turning and everything oriented, but I plan to settle in and stay a while. So on Thursdays at 4 p.m., if we're on time, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., you can dial in to Hag Riot Happy Hour and pull up a drink, swing over to the area. There's many great places to grab a drink, and I'm going to just kind of dial back this auto DJ that was filling space while I got all the configurations set up, thanks to the fabulous folks here, Radio Valencia. And at any rate, let's listen to some fucking music. So, I'm quite excited because I got a stash of my favorite tracks prepared to roll out one at a time for you today. With the first time being on the air solo here at Radio Valencia in my beloved town of San Francisco, I thought we would go with the theme Motherlode because it's all a fucking Motherlode right now. And with that, we are going to roll in to a little Danzig. This is not your mother's dumpster fire, but this is one of my favorite songs of all time. And here we go, Mother.
Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say, Mother.
When is that not so good and cathartic to hear? Oh, man, we need a mother to go start some hell with some people that I'm not going to name, but, you know, there's some news popping off in San Francisco, and you can read it yourself. That's not my job. We are here to play fantastic music. So that was Mother by none other than Danzig. And up next, rolling with that theme, we're going to go nice and seamless over to a song that I really love from the Gun Club. This is Mother of Earth.
Mother of Earth. sadness. I'll go down the river of pain. In the dark under the wires, I've been home. I gave you the key to the highway. And I'm tired of leaving and leaving. I can't come back. Oh, my dark-eyed friend, I'm recalling you again. Soft voices that speak nothing, speak nothing to the end. Grows like weeds upon the thighs and knees. Oh, Mother Earth, the wind is high. I tried my best, but I could not. And my eyes fade for me in this old.
The Gun Club, always a good song. Mother of Earth, so good. Kid Congo Power is one of my favorite musicians. He's just been in a whole mess of awesome, awesome projects over the years, going back for decades. Just a beautiful biography that he published a couple years ago. You can pick up at any bookstore. He rolls through sometimes, and he's got a new project, and I think they're touring a bit, based out of Tucson. I used to be in Arizona, but now I am here. And we've got up next a version of a track that maybe you've not heard. You've probably heard the original. And it is Sheena is a Punk Rocker. This one is by Shonen Knife. Here they are, out of Osaka. Let's go.
Sheena is a punk rocker.
That is so catchy and so satisfying. I pressed one too many buttons, but you didn't hear that. All right, we're going to return to the mother theme here briefly from a little bit of a different perspective. This is Goat, Run to Your Mama. I like to play this when I'm pissed off, and I think there's a lot to be pissed off about these days. I'm choosing to be happy right now, so you get the best of me. But let's go. Let's roll Goat, Run to Your Mama. Let's roll it back from the quick, snappy, charged, 3-minute catchy tracks, which I love. But Halloween is next week, and God, I love this season, and I really, really love the Bauhaus and the original Bella Sessions from 1978, recorded in the studio. God, I think it was before anything was released. This special collection was released not that long ago. So this is to my knowledge, the first studio recording of Bela Lugosi's Dead. First studio recording of Bauhaus, 1978. And let's cue it up and let's rock and roll.
Thank you. lovely goose is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. That velvet lies the black box. The lovely goose is dead. The goose is dead. Undead, undead, undead.
Halloween, summoning the ghost of Bela Lugosi via Bauhaus. And up next, something a little more contemporary, equally haunting, pretty beautiful. I really love this collection that came out from Dead Man's Bones, which has sexy Ryan Gosling as part of the band. You might remember this record came out, I want to say 2009, 2010, something like this.